is the debate show, Mom vs. Dad, where I have my parents pick sides and debate. This episode is orangutans versus gorillas, and I'm your host, Milo. To start, Dad will be presenting his side, gorillas.
Nope.
Orangutans.
Phew.
In 3, 2, 1, now.
Orangutans, Pongo pygmaeus, live in the rainforests of Borneo and Sumatra in Southeast Asia. They're awesome primates for lots of reasons. One reason is that they're the most arboreal of primates, spending most of their time in trees. One of the physical adaptations that makes life swinging from branches easy is that their arms are long compared to their height relative to how humans are shaped. So they have something like a 7-foot wingspan compared to a 5-foot height, whereas a human's wingspan is pretty similar to their height. They also have long fingers and toes with opposable thumbs on both hands and feet, which make grabbing onto branches easy. For food, they mostly eat fruit, and they spend about 60% of their time searching for food. Their diet is super important to the rainforest ecosystems because when they eat fruit, they poop out seeds all over the place and help new fruit trees to grow. In fact, studies have shown that seeds that pass through the digestive system of an orangutan germinate more readily than seeds that are planted without first being defecated. Now, orangutans are like humans in a lot of ways, and we share something like 97% of our DNA. They also have control over their vocal folds in the same way that humans need to do for speech, which enables them to make a wide variety of noises, including the long call, which males use to attract mates, which starts with barking, leading into roars, and finally bubbly groans. It's the same way I won your mom. Orangutans also have big throat sacs that help to amplify their voices, which can travel up to a mile. They also make agitated sounds called kiss squeaks and raspberries when they're building their nests. In captivity, they've even learned to whistle just by copying their keepers. Now, speaking of nests, those are impressive structures that can include comforts such as pillows and blankets and even bunk beds. The nests start with a bunch of big, strong branches woven together to form a base layer that they then top with smaller leafy branches to form a mattress. Then they intertwine some more branches on top to secure it. Oh, time's up already. My goodness.
That was all very informative. Now, Mom will be presenting her rebuttal to Dad's argument in 30 seconds. In 3, 2, 1, now.
Well, you covered all the bases. We got seed pooping. We've got throat sacs. Something called a vocal fold, which I don't know if that's inherently gross, but I think it could be.
You got them too.
That is definitely gross. And barking to attract your mates. I'm surprised they ever actually get to the point of building those nests. I don't know. I guess the only point I have is that all sounds really gross. That's what I got.
Time's up. Now, Dad will be rebutting Mom's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Gross, interesting, potato, potato. I think it's all pretty awesome. I'll just keep going with the thing that I didn't get to talk about. Their nests they build every night. It takes them less than 10 minutes, though. It's not a huge project, but they're pretty complex. A lot more complex than the nests that gorillas build, for instance. They're also relatively solitary, so they don't like to hang out with others, except for moms and their kids. Dads, unfortunately, aren't really involved. They use tools.
Time's up. Now Mom will be presenting her side. Gorillas. In 3, 2, 1, now.
I'm pretty sure that Dad is going to argue that orangutans are better than gorillas, but what I'm here to argue is not just that gorillas are better than orangutans, but that they are the best primate. What makes gorillas so neat is that they share many similar characteristics with us, but in some ways they are superior. First, the similarities. Gorillas are one of our closest living relatives, passed only by chimpanzees and bonobos. We share between 95 and 98% of our DNA with them. They have individual personalities, like we do. This makes some better leaders. Scientists have shown these to be more intelligent, daring, and dominant, but also sensitive and protective of the gorillas they lead. And not for nothing, Dad, but these are the males, so the dads stick around a lot. Opposites. There are others who are less daring, but are sort of a calming influence on the group. These tend to be more sociable, stable, friendly, and content. Just as people gravitate toward different careers and hobbies based on personalities, so too do gorillas have different roles in their social groups, also called troops or bands. Gorillas also display similar emotions to ours. They have grief and compassion, not just for each other, but also other primates. They've also been known to show humor and do a sort of deep-throaty laugh. I watched a video of someone tickling a juvenile gorilla and evoking this chuckle, and it was adorable. But sometimes the differences are what put them firmly in top spots as primates. For one thing, they are powerful, much stronger than we are. Silverback gorillas, which are the leaders of the group, can lift twice as much weight as a human can. Once I even suggested that if you were to try to punch a silverback gorilla, you'd break your hand, but a gorilla punch could shatter your skull. One of my favorite gorilla characteristics is that starting at 4 months of age, gorilla babies cling to their mom's backs to get around, just like a baby gorilla backpack. Not only is that super cute, it's also a convenient way for mama gorillas to continue to forage for the leaves and bugs she needs to survive and make milk for her little ones. We inferior humans have to make slings and other pouches to create this effect. My favorite gorilla fact? Gorillas basically eat all day. The silverbacks have to eat 10% of their body weight, which comes out to 30 or 40 pounds of food every day. They have two larger meals but basically spend their day snacking. Although this is not something they have in common with all humans, it is a characteristic they share with some very great humans, for example, me. And I respect any animal that has its priorities in the right place.
Time's up. Now Dad will be rebutting Mom's argument in 30 seconds. In 3, 2, 1, now.
So yeah, one of the things that I liked about orangutans a lot is that they don't live in troops and groups and all that sort of stuff. They're solitary, unlike these social gorillas. Also sounds like gorillas are way too strong. I don't want any animal that can crunch my skull by punching me around anywhere.
I do.
and they have to eat way too much. Can you imagine having to eat that much? That's just too much food to eat in a day.
Time's up. All right, now Mom will be rebutting Dad's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Ah, the old too much argument that Dad loves. They're too strong. They eat too much. I have never, ever in my life thought that anybody ate too much. It is like the finest thing about being a primate is that you can eat all these delicious things. And I just want to quickly touch on nests, which you said that orangutans build more complicated nests. Well, the interesting thing I came across is that's because every single night gorillas rebuild their nests. They travel. And so they have to have these simple nests because they're basically like always camping.
Time's up.
Orangutans do every night.
Really?
Yep.
Huh, that's so interesting. That's because they're so lightweight and they're so weak they have to build these complicated structures.
Okie dokie. Now to announce the winner and some things I like from each side. Starting with Dad's side. Seed pooping. And not only that, but the fact that it made the seeds, like, basically more likely to grow and grow more quickly.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. And that long call that they make, well, yeah, that was extremely interesting. And they build complex nests every night in 10 minutes. That is really impressive. And also the way they can use their arms and fingers and toes and all that good stuff to swing from trees and live in trees. And also, I didn't know that primates made nests, so that's a point for both of you. From Mom's side...
You make nests. There's one right there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You made it today when you were playing your video game.
From Mom's side, I liked the fact that they're in family groups. That's pretty neat. And the way they have, like, leaders and everything. I also liked that they cling to their... Keepers.
You know, like, they have, like, different roles and they value the different. That's so interesting.
Yeah. I also like the fact that they cling to their parents' backs from the age of 4.
4 months, yeah.
4 months, not 4 years. That makes more sense. And they just seem really strong. And with that, we're tied.
Oh, I know. How about we show you a video?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's Yay. The laughing gorilla, Yay, yes. I'd imagine.
Yes, 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 yes. Can I go first since I've got
it
ready?
Yeah, I don't have a video in mind.
Okay, so. Let me see if I can get it into the microphone.
That's really amazing.
Listen.
He's so cute.
Isn't that great? He's like, that made me so happy. I was like, I need to look at that every day.
Let's see. I got a video here of...
Ooh.
Young orangutans building nests up in trees.
Cool. Advanced nest making lesson. Does that mean that...
Maybe these are...
Like re-released or something?
Yeah, must be. Because they do, they...
Wow.
They learn to make nests from their parents.
From their parents, so they would have to learn if... Oh yeah, look, these humans are showing them how to do it.
Yeah.
How do you get that job?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Matilda.
Matilda.
Matilda, be a good girl. We just told them last week what a good girl you were.
All right, this is not that interesting.
The idea is very cool, though.
Yeah. You just dangle like that. Anyway.
All right.
I think there was a clear winner there.
Yeah. And the winner is Mom.
Yay!
Mom, is there any of you you'd like to thank?
Well, definitely Gorilla's laughing, which yes. just is something so delightful that I truly might, when I'm feeling low, just open up that again. And I'd like to thank myself for not pooping out seeds.
Dad, is there anything that you would like to thank?
Yeah, I would like to thank orangutans in general for pooping out seeds all over the place and keeping the fruit trees of Borneo and Sumatra going.
All right. And I would like to thank Matilda. She barked a bit there at the end, but most of the way through, she was very good, even if she looked a little bit pathetic.
She did. She really wanted us to get up and do something with her.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Mom vs. Dad Pod. That's MOMVSDADPOD. That's our episode. Bye.
Bye.